This is something that we will repeat again and again and again. This was the essence of what I told you. You want to see who you are? Find a believer. The believers, they are the mirror to each other, because in each other they will find themselves. When two believers are looking at each other, they will see their own reflection. Because when they look at each other, the only thing they will see is that faith, that iman, that safe feeling inside. That's what it is. So you want to know yourself? You will be known only by the believers. That's how it works. Yes.
You held a blue glass before your eye. For that reason, the world seemed to you to be blue. Unless you are blind, know that this blueness comes from yourself. Speak ill of yourself. Speak no more ill of anyone. If the true believer was not seen by the light of God, how did things unseen appear naked to the true believer?
Now, before the question, he explains something. This is another thing that Rumi will repeat again and again. Because when we are talking about, you remember we said this is, it's the knowledge and looking at the thing. Danesh Vinesh, right? Danesh, knowledge is in here and is in your brain. The way you see the universe is important. Because first of all, you have to see yourself. When we explain it, this will be a prior level of understanding, is ilmul yaqeen. When you see yourself, really, is ilmul yaqeen, is the really the way you can understand yourself. To see yourself, you have to find the mirror. And this mirror are the believers. Why? Because they have changed, their point of view. They see their existence differently. And there are some of them that will say, this is seen with the light of God. Yanzur binurillah means the guy who sees with the light of the truth of God, of just. Because that view is changed, that person becomes a mirror for you. You could look at that and have that reflection. Then you came to the question, okay, first of all, I say, you know what? The universe looks a little bit dark to me. You know what? You have a dark sunglasses. Take it off. If you don't have a dark sunglasses, how come that you trouble a lot and you don't see the bumps? This is the way he brought it up. He said, you have a dark glass in front of your eyes, then you act like a blind fellow. If you're not blinded, what's happening to you? Let's forget about you. Let's talk about Shams. Let's talk about the other people who see the truth. If they don't see it with another light upon it, then how come that they know the things that we don't? How come? So there is another light. That light of God could clarify everything. With that, we don't mean that the God's light is somewhere and he denied it to you. Let's go and find it. Take off the sunglasses on your eyes, because you are the nihilist. You are the negative fellow. You are the pessimist one. The hope is always there. But by being pessimist, you could ruin everything. Yes?
Inasmuch as you were seen by the fire of God, in badness you became forgetful of goodness.
Why the fire of God? You should know that this is the poetry trick. Because in the language, one is Nur, the other one is Nar. Mm-hmm. And you know that A and U are interchangeable, because Nayira is the beginning, right? So Nar and Nur are the same word, but one is the light, the other one is the fire. One is the light of God, the fire is the hellish devil and things like that. Both are having same origin. They come from the same word, but being the opposite. Is that the guy who looks with the light of God will see everything. You, who is looking with the fire of God, because even the fire belongs to God, the fire of God, then you somehow you're forgetful. No, it's not forgetful, often it's ignorant somehow. Then the problem is almost solved, right? You need the recipe, right? Let's give you a recipe. You need loud and clear. This is a recipe for you.
Little by little, throw water on the fire, that your fire may become light, O man of sorrow. Throw thou, O Lord, the purifying water, that this world fire may become holy light.
See, this was the recipe for all of you. Even for all of us. Because when we talk about the negative aspect of a human being, when we talk about the animal existence, we talk about all these negative stuff, then someone goes, oh my God, what am I going to do with all of this? Because I'm in a hurry. I want to be the best tomorrow. Everybody will say, no. You know what? The fire is in you, because you're born with the fire. You are born the animal. Little by little, throw the water to this fire. The small packages of knowledge will do you good. You cannot eliminate the fire immediately. It could be. That's the magic. Your effort starts with little by little, add the water to the fire. Means, first of all, do not get angry or confused because you will realize the fire is there. Maybe prior to that, first of all, the fire is in you. When we talk about Satan, we are not talking about that devilish figure. We are talking about that part of me. So, the problem is in me. How could I realize it and see it? I have to see it in the mirror of the believers. When I saw it and I realized that, yes, this is it. My lion is digging the well. And bigger is better, more is better. So I'm digging a big well for myself. When I realized it, suddenly what? Refill the well immediately. No, do not rush. Because it's not something to be done and get over with. Little by little, add the water. Means this is what he is doing. You realize that little by little, he's playing with the different aspects of thought to teach us something different than the logical stuff in us. So, little by little, add to it, because you are the father of the sorrowness. Bulhazan means the father of sadness. Because you create the sadness. You create the sorrow. So little by little improve it, yes?
So you're saying Hazan?
Hazan, not Hassan.
I know, because Hassan is the beautiful.
Hassan is the beautiful, yeah.
Right, so we have parallel or...
Oh yeah, parallels like that is particular language, yeah. But in meaning in Arabic, no. Because Hazan is completely, belongs to another group. You see, because there are three alphabets over there, these similarities will happen very often, but they don't mean that. They have the group of the families. Hazan means horse, means sorrow.
It's different S. This one is with the seventh. Hazan is with the S.
Yes, yeah. Different alphabet, different meaning, different
right. Sound wise.
Yeah, sound wise.
Nur Hasan.
Yes, yeah. You could rhyme it.
Yeah.